WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. You know that feeling when you're holding on to something, anger, resentment, hurt like a tight fist? It feels good in the moment, right? Like you're not letting anyone get away with wronging you. But let me tell you, keeping that fist clenched for too long can really cramp your style. Today, we are diving deep into the power of forgiveness. Not just saying the words, but actually practicing it. And trust me, this isn't about letting people off the hook or condoning their actions. It's about liberating yourself from the burden you've been carrying. Because guess what? Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only one getting hurt is you. Now, I know forgiveness can feel like a massive uphill climb. It takes courage, it takes time, and sometimes it feels downright impossible. But let me give you 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey. First, understand forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about consciously choosing to release the negative emotions attached to a past hurt. Think of it like clearing out your mental attic. You don't have to get rid of the memories, but you can choose not to let them clutter up your present and future. Remember that classic Bob Marley song, 3 Little Birds? Don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright. That's forgiveness in action. Secondly, forgive for yourself, not for the other person. You're doing this because holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only one getting hurt is you. So focus on your own well-being, your peace of mind. Imagine a weight lifting off your shoulders. That's the feeling forgiveness can bring. Third, practice compassion both for yourself and for the person who wronged you. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, sometimes big ones. Everyone is struggling with something. Could there be another side to the story? Could they be hurting too? Approaching situations with empathy can make a world of difference. Fourth, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel stronger than ever, and times when doubt creeps in. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and remember that each step forward is a victory. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes time, practice, and dedication. But the beautiful music you create is worth the effort. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning harmful behavior. It's about choosing not to let it define you. It doesn't mean saying what happened was okay or that the person who hurt you shouldn't be held accountable for their actions. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help you move forward with grace and strength, even in the face of adversity. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend betrays your trust. It hurts, right? You feel betrayed, angry, maybe even a little stupid for trusting them in the first place. You spend days, weeks, maybe even months consumed by anger and resentment. But holding on to that hurt only poisons your own well-being. What if you decided to practice forgiveness? Imagine letting go of that anger, seeing your friend as human, capable of making mistakes, and choosing to move forward with compassion. You might be surprised at how freeing that feels. So remember, friends, forgiveness isn't about saying everything is fine or pretending the hurt never happened. It's about taking control of your own emotions, choosing peace over bitterness, and ultimately freeing yourself from the chains of the past. This journey of forgiveness is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but keep at it. Remember these key takeaways. Release those negative emotions, forgive for your own well-being. Practice compassion, remember it's a process, and don't let the past define you. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. What does forgiveness mean to you? Have you ever struggled with letting go of anger or resentment? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and remember you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.